The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Mauer looking, finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beck Hughes, and he wants to run. Slings it to Streaky Mauer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hale and Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in. Cardinals entertain the Marshall Redhawks. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Al Rackesy, and we do want to thank Ken Delaney once again for filling in last night while I had to sit through another explanation by Paul Beck Hughes as to why the water and wastewater rates in town should go up 1%.
Well, it sounds like you had an exciting night, Sean. We saw a pretty good, exciting girls basketball game last night with Coldwater coming out on top, and looked like the Coldwater boys were going to get blown out of the gym after the end of the first quarter of their game, and then they fought back and actually were in the lead going into the fourth quarter, but Lakeview kind of turned up the tempo of the game and hit them with speed and a lot of defense. Coldwater missed some shots down the stretch, and unfortunately for the Cardinal boys, they were the victims of a loss to the Loyenorix Knights.
55-41, the final score on Monday night to drop their record to 3-11 overall and 0-9 in the SMAC East. Still looking for their first East Division win. Leading the way for the Cardinals, Ryan Hanley had 11 points. Logan Taggart, 8 points and 15 rebounds. That's why you and Ken named him McDonald's player of the game.
Oh, he was just a monster on the boards. I mean, everything that was coming his way, he was fighting for and getting most of them. And then you mentioned Ryan Hadley with the 11 points as the leading scorer. Ryan brought a lot of energy into the game when he came in and gave the Cardinals quite a spark there, particularly in the second quarter when they fought back from that 20-7 deficit or 17-9 deficit at the end of the first quarter.
Let's bring you some of the thoughts of Coldwater head coach Brian Kelly as gathered by you and Ken last night. Our interview with Brian Kelly brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry.
5 different lead changes in this one, Brian. A game where you guys were in it for a good portion of this game after it looked like really that you weren't going to be.
We started out there, and I don't know if, we had talked about the pressure and stuff like that, but there in the first quarter, you thought we'd never seen a press before. All of a sudden, we had quite a few turnovers. And passes that we weren't normally making this year, and forced errors. Nothing against Kalamazoo or Norris, they played a great game, but some of the errors we were making wasn't anything they were doing to us. Just bad decisions with the basketball, and got us, got ourselves way behind. I think we were down 17-5 at one time. Mm-hmm. But to give the kids credit, I mean, they fought back. We got into a basketball game in the second quarter. We played third quarter, we're up 34-33 at one time. And, that fourth quarter, we just got cold. I mean, and I don't mean like freezing cold, but just couldn't make a shot. We had some great opportunities. We had some great looks from guys who have been knocking those shots down. And then, once they got out and got a little bit of a lead there in the fourth quarter on us, then we had to play a little more of their style of basketball, with the up-tempo, and, that just got to us because we couldn't stay with them speed-wise there in that fourth quarter. But, you know, I'll give my kids credit. They played hard, even though we got down so big early. They fought back, and at least, you know, we made it a game right up until the end there, and we just kind of couldn't catch up with them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You guys never gave up.
I think
that's a big credit to the kids. So,
yeah, now there's your kids have fought hard all year long, Brian, and you know, you mentioned turnovers a little bit. You had 20 of them tonight. They only had 10, but they.
Right.
They outscored you by 10, and you end up losing by 14.
Right, so. And, you know, and actually, you know, you look at that, like you say, Al, and to be honest with you, I think the game's a little bit closer in that, but, you know, we got to foul them down the stretch. They make their free throws, and we're missing some shots down there because we're trying to catch up, so we're shooting some threes, which, you know, isn't ours, isn't what we're made to do constantly. We have some three-point shooters, but we were firing up anybody who got an open three there at the end, and all of a sudden the lead goes from, you know, 7 points to a 14-point game.
Right. All right. So look ahead to tomorrow night. You've got Marshall back home.
Yeah, you know, it just didn't get any easier. You know, this league and the competition that we have in this league, you've got to come ready to play every night. And tomorrow night we're going to have to come back out and, you know, put this one behind us and have a short memory because Marshall isn't going to feel sorry for us tomorrow night when they come to town. And, you know, give them our best shot. We'll be back home, so hopefully that'll give a little bit more of a spark to the kids and we'll get a little better start. You know, and I think that was huge tonight. Even though we got back in the game, I think that start really made a huge difference tonight because we had to work so hard to get back into it. So we'll hope to get a good start tomorrow.
Those were the thoughts of Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly after last night's loss up at Loy Norix. For the season, Logan Taggart averaging 10.6 points and 5.9 rebounds a game to lead the team in both statistics. Nate Waterbury, the five games that he's been up on the varsity, averaging 8.2. Of course, he averaged 18.5 while he was down on Quinn Berry's JVs. Luke Stempien averaging 7.6 points a game, but he's still on the shelf.
Yeah, and Luke's a big one to miss, too. He gives it everything he's got out there. One of the senior leaders that, you know, Coach Kelly has depended on all year long, and definitely a big loss for the Cardinals. So he definitely will be missed tonight.
We'll take this two-minute break and talk about tonight's opponent, the Marshall Redhawks. You are listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Valentine's Day is Friday, February 14th, and Culey's Jewelry has just the gift for your sweetheart. The new shimmering diamond collection, white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. The diamonds dance and move with lovely elegance, a gift that will become a treasured keepsake. Or spice up her Valentine's with a new heart bead for her bracelet starting at $25. Valentine's is also the most romantic holiday of the year. A time to say, will you marry me, with an extraordinary diamond engagement ring from Culey's Jewelry. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. This Valentine's Day, make Culey's your first choice in jewelry. Located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Seid, Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studios, producing and engineering. Zach Boyce up the CCS TV camera for the rebroadcast coming up later this month or next month. I haven't put a spot in the CCS TV schedule for this particular game. It's the Marshall Redhawks taking on the Coldwater Cardinals from here at CHS. The Redhawks coming into tonight's game with a 3-10 overall record, 1-9 in the SMAC East. That one division win came on January 14th up at Marshall against these Cardinals. 55-49 was the final score there.
Yeah, that Marshall's lone win, you know, in the SMAC East. And, of course, that was on their home floor. And the Cardinals have the advantage of being on their home floor tonight. But, you know, we talked about Luke Stempien. Luke had a breakout game against Marshall in that loss to the Redhawks. He had 23 points in that game. And so obviously somebody's going to have to step it up and replace those 23 and maybe get a few more. But anyway, it's going to be a little different without him out there tonight.
Ryan Mock had 9 points and 5 rebounds. Logan Taggart, 8 points and 5 boards for the Cardinals that night. Meanwhile, for the Redhawks, Landry Reynolds, 13 points and 6 rebounds. Angus Bennett, one of the guys that came over from Albion High School when they closed down the high school last year, he had 12 points and 9 rebounds. Bennett, the second leading scorer and leading rebounder, 10 points and 8 rebounds per game. Rough guesstimate from their second-year head coach, Nick Dent. Jacob Brubaker, a sophomore, has now emerged as their leading scorer, averaging 12 points per game. The Redhawks, on a four-game losing streak, lost against Lakeview last Friday, 72-46. But take a look at how close some of these recent scores have been. Lost to Sturgis last Tuesday, 49-38. Check that was last Monday. The previous Friday, they lost to Harper Creek 69-60 and to Battle Creek Central on January 29th, 63-55. First time around against those, particularly against Harper Creek, Marshall was blown out 73-44. Same with the Battle Creek Central loss back in December, 71-39. So you can definitely see some of the improvement. And I actually got a chance to talk with Nick Dent earlier. And that was the big thing that he was seeing in his team this point of the season, improvement.
Well, every coach wants to see their team improve toward the end of the season, Sean. And obviously it looks like the Marshall Redhawks have done that under second-year head coach. You know, he was fortunate last year with the team he inherited from Dan Coddins, longtime coach at Marshall. Had a nice run last year in the basketball season. Had a very successful season. Struggling much like Coldwater, though, this year. So you got two teams with very similar records. And obviously Coach Kelly and the Cardinals want to revenge that loss that they had at Marshall earlier in the year. So hopefully that will happen tonight.
The other wins that Marshall have posted this season: at Charlotte on January 21st, 52-49. And then during the holiday break, they beat their rivals up U.S. 27, Olivet, 72-48. Olivet's really struggling in the KVA this year. I don't think they've won a game yet.
Yeah, that's very unusual for that school, believe me. It doesn't matter what sport it's in. For them to have that kind of a year is very much an irregularity.
Well, earlier tonight in the underclassmen games, the JV boys final wrapped up just before we hit the air, and Quinn Berry's squad beat Marshall 40-31. The freshman boys lost by a final score of 39-21 so far up at Marshall. In girls basketball action, the Redhawks have swept the Cardinals 58-38 in the freshman game, and in the just completed JV girls game, 54-29, the Redhawks coming out on top. Of course, the Redhawks retain their number 8 ranking in the newest Associated Press girls basketball poll that came out today.
Well, Sal Conkle's one heck of a basketball coach, and you know, her teams are always competitive year in, year out, and you know, when you go up against them, you better bring your best, because you're going to be playing against some awfully good basketball teams.
I'll go ahead and take this break, bring you the starting lineups and the opening tip. The Coldwater Cardinals, the Marshall Redhawks, boys basketball from here at Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Race Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Short's Root Beer Stand. Think spring. Short's Root Beer Stand will be opening up for the season Monday, March 3rd. Short's Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the Marshall Redhawks, 1-9 in the SMAC East, 3-10 overall under head coach Nick Dent. In the backcourt will be Jacob Brubaker, a 6-foot sophomore, and Drew Devine, a 5'10 sophomore. Up front, Danny Wilkie, a 6'2 senior, Landry Reynolds, a 6'2 senior. In the middle, Angus Bennett, a 6'5 senior. For Coldwater, a new starting lineup for head coach Brian Kelly. Cardinals 0-9 in the SMAC East, 3-11 overall. Getting the start in the backcourt will be Luke Beckhues, a 5'10 sophomore. Also, Nate Waterbury, a 5'10 sophomore, and Grant Maurer, a 6-foot senior. Up front, Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, Logan Taggart, a 6'4 junior. Angus Bennett and Logan Taggart jumping at center circle. The tip is won by the Cardinals. That's a promising start so far.
Yeah, Logan Taggart going up and getting the tip for the Cardinals.
Coldwater moving from left to right across your radio dial in their home whites with their red numerals and trim. Marshall in their road blacks with the white numerals and red trim. Three-pointer by Grant Maurer. Just a little long, loose ball. Taggart trying to collect it, and he draws a foul as a triple team swarmed in on him on the right blocks.
Well, Logan's starting in just like he did last night, battling for all those loose balls.
Landry Reynolds picks up the first foul of the game just 20 seconds in. Beck using the trigger. Looking, and finds Logan Taggart right on the left blocks. He left it short, rebounded by Bennett for Marshall. Here come the Redhawks. Devine, right corner three, and an out ball tip by Mock and right into Waterbury's hands.
Got the two sophomore guards starting for the Cardinals tonight, Beck Hughes and Waterbury.
Also two sophomore guards starting for Marshall and Brubaker and Devine. Cardinal ball, Ryan Mock at the top of the key. Marshall starting out man-to-man defensively. Here's Maurer, left corner trying to get it inside to Mock. It was tipped from behind by Reynolds, picked up by the Redhawks.
Not a good pass there from Grant.
Bounce pass from Devine to Brubaker. Back out to Devine. Redhawks reset. Here's Welke on the left wing. Cross court to Devine on the right corner.
Cardinals starting out in a man-to-man defense themselves.
Brubaker inside to Angus Bennett. Loses a dribble. Jump ball. And it's going to go to the Redhawks on the alternate possession arrow. Bennett hitting the deck hard. So is Mock. And a couple of others. 6:45 left to play in the first quarter. No score between Coldwater and Marshall. Welke looking. Finds Brubaker, 17-footer from the right corner is short. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
Waterbury coming up with the rebound.
Here's Grant Maurer, sideline left with the ball up top to Ryan Mock. One ahead fake in front of Landry Reynolds. Getting the ball to Beck Husey. He juggles on the right blocks, comes back out to Taggart. From the left elbow, spun around the hoop and right into Angus Bennett's arms. Underhanded the ball to Drew Devine. Everybody else had gone into the front court. Then Bennett realized that he was passing the ball to no one in particular. Other end of the floor, traveling violation by Jacob Brubaker as he tried to take it strong left side.
Marshall going to pick him up man-to-man now in the backcourt.
6:09 left to play in the first quarter, no score. Mock inbounds in front of the Coldwater bench to Nate Waterbury. Across the timeline, bounce pass to Mock. Moving to the top of the circle now, Waterbury to the left side. Marshall Superfans directly opposite from us, all six of them.
Not too many of them here tonight.
It was a relatively sparse gym, sparse student section when we were up there back in January, surprisingly so. Dribble drive, Waterbury, kick the ball out to Maurer, head fake, shoots over Bennett and gets it off the glass.
Good move down on the baseline by Grant Maurer. Coldwater's first two of the night.
First two of the game, in fact. 2-0 Cardinals, 5:25 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Here come the Redhawks trying to equalize or take the lead with a triple. Drew Devine on the left corner, bounce pass to Bennett. He's just left of the top of the circle, comes back to Devine. Redhawks will have to reset, get the ball to Brubaker on the right side, around to Devine, now to Landry Reynolds, down the left blocks. Layup is short, thanks to pressure from Mock. Mock with a rebound for Coldwater. Ahead it comes to Waterbury.
Good defense by Ryan Mock.
Now to Maurer on the right wing, back to Nate Waterbury. Dribble driving along the weak side, a double team came out on him. Cardinals will have to reset. Beck Hughes and DeMock now to Maurer on the right wing. 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. 2-0 Coldwater. Mock cut off at the left elbow. He needs help. Head fake comes back out to Maurer. Now Mock kind of setting a screen. Bounce pass comes to the left baseline. Trouble for Taggart. Comes back outside. Ball deflected. Maurer with it on the right blocks. Two time out to Mock. Wide open. Up top for three.
Ryan Mock. 3 points for the Cardinals.
5-0 Cardinals. 4:11 and counting left to play here in the first quarter. Bounce pass comes inside Landry Reynolds. Offensive foul and hitting the deck, taking the charge was Maurer.
Yeah, that's going to be Landry Reynolds' second foul.
Oh, decision time for Nick Dent, the head coach of the Redhawks. He's going to send in Terry and Patterson, a 6'2 junior, and another one of the group of basketball players that came over from Albion.
Now, four active players on the Marshall roster from that have transferred in from Albion.
Redhawks showing a press. Grant Maurer still with the ball in the backcourt. Here comes a double team now to Mock. Mock tried to get trapped. Instead, get it to a streaking Maurer. His shot off the glass, wide right of the glass, and here come the Redhawks. Brubaker, top of the key, get the ball to Bennett, dribble drive, puts an elbow into Logan Taggart. Taggart's going to be assessed the foul because his feet were moving. First foul of the game for the Cardinals coming with 3:43 left in the first quarter. The Cardinals with a 5-0 lead.
Non-shooting foul, so Redhawks will inbound from underneath their bucket.
Welke lost it to Patterson, touch pass inside to Angus Bennett. He left it short. Ball tipped and hauled in by Logan Taggart for Coldwater. Here comes Luke Beckhusen. Cut off, double team, get it up top to Waterbury for three. Just wide left. He gets his own rebound, put back.
Oh,
yes.
Great job by Nate Waterbury.
Nick Dent has seen enough. He calls a 30-second timeout. 3:26 left in the first quarter. Coldwater 7, Marshall nothing. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
This new-look starting lineup for Coldwater head coach Brian Kelly doing wonders. They have a 7-0 lead over their visitors, the Marshall Redhawks. Redhawk ball coming out of the Marshall timeout that Nick Dunn had to take to try and slow things up and reset. Brubaker sideline right with the ball. It comes up top to Devine, trying to blow by Waterbury, trying to get it inside to Terrian Patterson for the alley-oop. It was off of him and out of bounds back to Coldwater. Mock slings the ball to Grant Maurer in front of the Coldwater bench. Redhawks peel back on the press, see if the Cardinals burn them for it. Beck Hewson double-teamed on the right baseline, get the ball to Maurer. His fadeaway Jay off the glass, no good, rebounded by the Redhawks' Brubaker. Ahead it comes to Devine. Now back to Brubaker. Waterbury gets back on defense. Left wing to Devine. Now comes back up top to Bennett. Bennett sets a screen for Brubaker as he tries to attack the left blocks. It's short. Rebound put back, though, does go in for Brubaker. First points of the game for the Redhawks. They trail by 5-7-2. 2:27 left first quarter.
Good second effort for the sophomore Brubaker for the Redhawks.
Here's Beck Hewson on the right wing. The give and go to Ryan Mock. He's cut off by Patterson. Now come back out to Beck Hewson. Right wing of Mock. Alley-oop trying to get it to Taggart. He's able to haul it in and draw the foul underneath from Danny Welke. His first, team third. And all six Marshall Super fans going nuts and bolts, nuts and bolts. You know the rest.
Shooting foul as well, so Logan Taggart going to go to the line for two.
Clock has stopped, 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. First of two from the right-hander is good.
Logan shooting at a 58.5% clip from the free throw line.
Chris Thomas checking into the Red Hawk lineup. Thomas is a 6-foot sophomore. 8-2 Cardinals, still 8-2 with a miss. Flying in for the rebound is Terrian Patterson. Chris Thomas on the left corner, bounce pass looking for Bennett. It's intercepted by Grant Maurer. Grant Maurer bounce pass to a streaking Luke Beckhusen. Reverse,
oh,
yes!
Reverse layup by Luke Beckhusen. Gives the Cardinals another deuce.
10-2, Coldwater, a minute 50 and counting left to play first quarter. The left wing, here's Brubaker. Bennett trying to set a screen for him, now attacking the right side. A shot and a miss, too long, rebounded by Bennett, and Mock reaches in and commits the foul. Prevents Bennett from scoring two the easy way. The problem there is that Logan Taggart has assessed his second foul, team second.
Jordan Butler checking in for the Cardinals now in place of Taggart.
6'3 junior. Of course, a loud and hearty round of applause from his mom, Diana Butler. The inbound by
great
Marshall
save.
Saved right back to the Cardinals, and immediately Luke Beck using his trap. Either Brubaker or Devine's going to be assessed the foul. And it will be Brubaker with his first team fourth for the Redhawks, just two up on the board for Coldwater. Unfortunately, both of them coming from Logan Taggart. John Dorsch comes in for the Redhawks. He is a 6'2 senior. Ryan Mock will trigger in front of the Coldwater bench. 10-2, Coldwater leads. A minute 32 and counting left to play in the quarter. Here's Beckhusen off the screen at the free throw line. Cut off trying to get it back outside. It is taken away by Jacob Brubaker, and he gets the layup.
Well, Brubaker with his second bucket. The only 4 points of the night for the Redhawks.
I was going to say it's Coldwater 10, Brubaker 4. A minute 12 and counting left to play in the quarter. Beckhusen's cut off. Or rather, it's Waterbury. Comes back outside. Now inside Jordan Butler. He's two-time. Give it to Maurer. Now sling it back out. Mock. Left wing three. Rolls off the hoop. Brubaker with the rebound for the Redhawks. quickly, other end of the floor, Devine up top. Brubaker, three, rolls off the hoop. How about that? Terrian Patterson, with a triple team surrounding him, almost came up with a rebound, but it's taken away by the Cardinals.
A little more ups than what the Cardinals had there, but the Cardinals were able to take
Mock,
care of it.
Left corner three, it's short. Not quite one and done. The bounce comes back Coldwater's way. Waterbury comes up with a loose ball. Now a dribble drive. Found a seam down the middle, and he traveled.
Thought Coach Kelly might bring the ball out and just play for one there, but...
Now that's going to be Marshall's task with 23 seconds and counting left to play in the first quarter. 10-4, good buddy. That's a score. Coldwater on top. Here's Doris on the right wing. Now Brubaker, right corner three.
Boy, good shooting tonight from him. He's not afraid to put it up.
It is Coldwater 10, Jacob Brubaker 7. Here comes Nate Waterbury. Kick the ball out to Maurer. He launches a triple. It's just short. The ball tipped by Maurer, and no attempt to put back at the buzzer. It went wide right anyway. 10-7, Coldwater on top of Marshall. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, end of the first quarter up at Marshall, girls varsity basketball. The Redhawks lead the Cardinals 9-7. Here at Coldwater, it's the Cardinals on top of the Redhawks 10-7, and they will have the ball to start the second quarter. More specifically, the Cardinals are leading Jacob Brubaker. He's currently leading all scorers with 7 for the Redhawks. Waterbury on the weak side. It's short, rebounded underneath by the Redhawks. Ahead it comes to a quick Chris Thomas. He lost the ball underneath.
Cardinals will take that turnover.
Mock inbounds the ball to Luke Beckhuis and joined out there on the floor by Nate Waterbury, Jordan Butler, and Grant Maurer. Beck Hughes and cut off top of the key. We'll get it to Maurer. Now Mock at the free throw line. Dribble driving, right blocks. Shoots over the double team at short. Butler with a rebound. Put back. It's just short of falling in, but Butler's going to go up for two.
Good job by Jordan Butler taking it up strong.
Trouble for the Redhawks. Brubaker just picked up his second foul. So if he comes out, then that eliminates pretty much all of Marshall's offense up to this point.
15 foul for Marshall.
So to the free throw line for Jordan Butler. I don't think he's gone up to the line much, if at all, this season.
Well, he was 0 for 1. Now he's 1 for 2.
But Drew Devine will have to come back into the Marshall Redhawk lineup for Brubaker. Meanwhile, Scout Case coming in for the first time tonight. Beck Hughes into the bench for a quick spell. Case is a 5'6 senior.
Scout will bring a little energy to the floor for the Cardinals.
Well, Butler. Jordan Butler now 2 of 3 on the season.
Knocks them both down.
And Coldwater now leads 12-7. 7:20 left to play in the first quarter. Thomas on the left wing. Cardinals gone 2-3 zone. They showed a 2-3 zone. Now it looks like they're back man-to-man.
Still a man-to-man.
Devine roaming around the perimeter, being followed this time by Waterbury. Devine will have to back it out to reset. Moves to the right wing. Shakes the defender free. Launches a triple at short. Loose ball. Going to be rebounded by Terrian Patterson. Comes back outside. Bennett around to the left corner to Tyler Torrey, who checked in. His three ball was in and out. Torrey for the Red Hawks is a 5'10 sophomore.
Good job by all the Cardinals to block it out on that field goal attempt by the Red Hawks.
Well, speaking of a zone, the Red Hawks showed a 2-3 zone for a moment. Now they're back man-to-man, dribble drive by Maurer. It's blocked from behind. It's going to go out of bounds back to the boys in red and white.
Now Grant made a good choice there, trying to grab that basketball again.
Brandon Turner now in for the Marshall Red Hawks, 6'2 senior. Check that, he's a 6'2 junior. Looks like we've got a wholesale turnover of the lineup out there on the floor for the Red Hawks, aside from Devine and Bennett. Ball knocked out off of Coldwater, so here come the Red Hawks, trailing 12-7, 6:22 left to play first half. Torrey to the left wing to Devine. Quick foul by Jordan Butler.
Yeah, he tried to reach in on that one, trying to knock that pass away from Bennett.
Butler's first foul is the team third. It'll be Chris Thomas inbounding for Marshall out of bounds. Sideline right. And we'll get it to Torrey. The traffic key off a double screen. It looks like Brandon Reynolds knocked down the Coldwater defender on the elbow.
55.
No, just single five. That's his first.
Single five, okay.
Team sixth. Coldwater ball. Long throw to Jordan Butler. Immediately intercepted by Angus Bennett. Scout Case is going to be assessed the foul. He tried to get it back from Bennett. Well, fouls are racking up in a hurry here for both teams. That's six up on the board for Marshall and now fourth Coldwater. Marshall ball trailing by 5, 12-7, 6 minutes left to play in the first half. Three-pointer, in and out, and in for Chris Thomas. How about that generous touch there? First player other than Jacob Brubaker to score for Marshall.
Makes it 12-10 Coldwater right now, 5:45 to go here in the second quarter.
Mock on the perimeter left side, get it between the circles to Nate Waterbury. Waterbury and Butler setting a screen for Case as he launches an air ball that goes out of bounds back to Marshall.
Yes. Looked like Scout had a good shot there. He looked like he got his feet planted correctly, but
yes and yes.
A little off the mark.
And yes to that point as well. Here come the Red Hawks trailing by 2 now. Here's Chris Thomas on the weave. It's going to come to Devine. Case trying to swat at the ball. Torrey back to Devine on the right wing. Now dribble driving right. Baseline cut off by a double team. Shot was blocked and the ball taken away by Waterbury. Nate Waterbury, top of the key. Found the seam, lost a dribble. Has to get it back outside to Mock. Now he'll attack the right elbow. Comes back out as a double team came out on him. Cardinals are forced to reset. 4:55 left in the half. 12-10 Coldwater. Maurer. Pass to Butler, hits him in the chin, but he retains possession. Now here's Waterbury moving to the free throw line, launches a jumper. It's short, ball tip. Butler had it, slapped to Scout Case by the Red Hawks. How about that? Now Mock back to Case. 17-foot jumper goes 19 from the right corner and out of bounds back to the Red Hawks with 4:32 left in the half.
Yeah, Scout forced that one a little bit. Could have taken a little bit more time on that one.
No. Sophomore guard Drew Devine with the ball. Moving to the left wing for the Red Hawks. Get it on the weave to Tyler Torrey. Waterbury trying to poke the ball away. Now to Chris Thomas on the right wing. Back to Torrey, sideline right. Zach DeMeester getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Now here's Devine. Alley-oop trying to get it inside to Bennett. It was off of his hands, taken away by Butler, and then Case comes up with it.
Now, both teams have been victims of passes like that tonight. Those are difficult passes to make.
Here is Waterbury between the circles. Maurer around to Mock on the right wing. Inside to Jordan Butler, wide open. Nice. I don't know why the Red Hawks left him wide open like that after he caught the ball.
Well, nice pass from Ryan Mock. Good court awareness by Ryan. Jordan Butler, 4 points here in this second quarter.
14-10, the Cardinals lead by 4 once again. Here's Devine. Up top it comes to Turner. Between the circles, back to Devine and now Torrey. Up top to Angus Bennett. Don't look for him to launch any triples anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Devine on the right wing. Get it to the corner right side to Torrey. Now back to the right wing. Chris Thomas. Continuation move. Gives the ball to Turner. Shot from the right baseline is off the mark. And right in the Mock's hands, he gets it to Scout Case.
Again, good job of blocking out by Ryan Mock.
Mock moving off a Butler screen. A jumper from the left elbow. Short ball slapped by Butler. Picked up by Case.
Oh.
Trying to feed Jordan Butler. He slipped. It's taken away by Chris Thomas.
Oh, he walked.
Oh, he missed it. But the rebound putback does go in for Marshall.
That's unbelievable.
Turner with a bucket, and it's just a two-point lead, 14-12 for the Cardinals. 2:28 left to play in the half. Meanwhile, Zach Meester still waiting to come into the Coldwater lineup.
Grant Maurer almost double dribbled over there.
Case between the circles. Butler trying to set a screen for him. Right wing to Maurer, now to Mock. Cut off by his defender, that is Turner. Now back to Nate Waterbury. I want to keep calling him Nick. I don't want to confuse him with the foul magnet, though. Bounce pass to Maurer. Sideline left in front of the Marshall super fans. Case up top. Bounce pass to Jordan Butler. Comes up with the ball. Couldn't get the layup to go in as Angus Bennett tried to get the block. Unfortunately, Angus Bennett is going to be assessed the foul. It's his first. Seventh. Bonus time for Coldwater. A minute 49 left to play in the half.
Yeah, this will be a two-shot foul, though, for Butler. He was in the act of shooting.
Now Beck Husen lining up to check in for Coldwater. The first of two from Butler spins in. Danny Welke back in for Marshall. Turner to the bench. Beck Husen replaces Waterbury. It looks like DeMeester may check in for Jordan Butler if he makes the back end of this trip to the free throw line.
He does.
And so in comes Zach DeMeester, the 6-foot junior.
Great minutes by Jordan Butler. 5 points there here in the only 5 points the Cardinals have scored in the second quarter.
They have a 3-point lead over Marshall, 15-12, a minute 43 left to play in the half. Chris Thomas receives the ball, comes inside Angus Bennett, hop step, triple team came in on him. Off the back of the rim and back to Bennett's hands. He's going to go up and shoot a pair as Ryan Mock gets assessed the foul.
Ryan's first, team fifth. Angus Bennett will go to the line, though, to shoot two.
First of two is good. Looks like he's got very soft hands on his approach to a free throw of shooting.
Well, you mentioned it. Does he look 6'5"? He looks all of 6'5".
Second one spun off the hoop and into Luke Beckhusen's hand. Slings the ball to Maurer. He had numbers and he gets the layup.
Great move to the hoop by Maurer. His second bucket of the night for Coldwater.
17-13. The Cardinals lead by four. Minute 21 left to play in the half. Tyler Torrey is between the circles with the ball. Beckhusen following him to Chris Thomas on the right wing. Now to Angus Bennett. Swing it back to Torrey on the left wing. Triple team collapses on the left elbow. His shot is short. Ball tipped into Beck Husen's hands. Here he comes, running the floor, sideline right. Split the double team. Layup.
Got it in there.
Got a nice bounce.
Luke Beck Husen takes it coast to coast for the two.
19-13. It's now a 6-point Cardinal lead. 47 seconds left to play in the half. Bennett gets the ball back to Tyler Torrey. He's in the back right corner of the front court. Now he'll get it to Devine on the weave. Moving to the left elbow, comes back out to the perimeter and will hand it to Thomas. DeMeester following Thomas around the perimeter on the weave. It's going to come to Torrey. Now back to Devine. 23 seconds left in the half. Oh, offensive foul. Danny Welke picking up his second foul, and I don't even see who Welke got underneath.
I didn't really see the foul, but obviously we're going to take it.
Now the Cardinals with a chance for the final shot of the half and some mo into the locker room. Ryan Mock back left corner. Now get it to Beck Husen. Back to Mock. He's on the right front corner. Dribble driving, tried to split the triple team, comes out, Maurer launches a triple, bounces off the rim, ball tipped by DeMeester, saved by the Redhawks, but it's all for naught at the buzzer. Coldwater will gladly take a 19-13 lead over the Marshall Redhawks into the locker room at the half.
No question about that. Nice job by the Cardinals here defensively tonight. The other thing that they are doing tonight, they're making better passes than they did. Didn't see the game last night, Sean, but they were forcing an awful lot of passes and just basically throwing it right to the Loinorks Knights for the most part.
Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up in 3 minutes and 15 seconds. 19-13, Cardinals on top. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate.
Hey, Coldwater. Matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if you're car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Love is the main theme of Valentine's Day, so when you and your sweetheart are looking for a place to celebrate, you obviously want a place that you can love, like Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. After all, what's not to love? With choice Black Angus daily dinner and drink specials and 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. It'll be love at first bite when you celebrate Valentine's Day at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Make your Valentine's reservations today.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School. The Cardinals enjoy a 19-13 lead over the Marshall Redhawks. The halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. Before we go over the numbers here in the boys' basketball game at the half, which sees Coldwater lead Marshall 19-13, a scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard. Halftime of the girls' game up at Marshall. The Redhawks lead the Cardinals by just one, 19-18. So that one-point lead that the girls, well, the two-point lead that the Marshall girls had at the end of the first quarter evaporated to one.
Obviously, Coldwater outscored them there by a point in the or 2 points in the second quarter. So Ken Smoker's girls are hanging right with Sal Conkle's Red Hawks and giving them another tough go tonight.
Of course, you may remember that the Red Hawks beat the Cardinals by just three back here on January 14th.
Right.
The same time that the Cardinal boys were defeated by six up at Marshall. Here, the Cardinal boys lead Marshall by six at the half, and here's how they scored. First for the Red Hawks, Jacob Brubaker with seven, Brandon Turner with two, Chris Thomas with three, Angus Bennett with one. That's the 13 that's up on the board right now for Marshall. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen with two, Nate Waterbury with two, Grant Maurer with four, Jordan Butler off the bench, 5 second-half points to lead the way for Coldwater, and Ryan Mock with a triple. Logan Taggart with a free throw. Those are the 19 that are up on the board for Coldwater. By the quarters, 7-10 in the first, 9-6 in the second, favoring both the Cardinals in both of those frames. Shooting percentages are low, to say the least. For the Red Hawks, 5 of 18 shooting from the field, 27.8%, 2 of 5 for the Red Hawks from the three-point line, 40%, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe, 50%. That was just that one trip by Angus Bennett in the second quarter. Coldwater shooting 7 of 24, 29.2%, so slightly better, but not by much. 1 of 7 from downtown, 14.3%. 4 of 6 from the charity stripe, 66.7%. Coldwater out-rebounding Marshall so far, 17 to 15. Waterbury actually leading the way on the rebounding side of things for Coldwater with five. Meanwhile, Angus Bennett for Marshall with five. Turnovers, 7 for the Red Hawks, 6 for the Cardinals. But off of those turnovers, the Red Hawks with a 10-8 edge. Second chance points, a 4-4 wash. Points off the bench, a 5-5 wash. No lead changes, no ties. The Cardinals have so far led wire to wire.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that stat sheet, Sean, and everything's pretty even except for the score, thankfully. And that's in the Cardinals' favor with that lead of 19-13 over the Marshall Red Hawks. The Cardinals looking to avenge that loss that they had to Marshall earlier in the year. So came on January 14th.
Yep.
Coldwater losing by the score of 55-49. So looking for a little revenge and looking for that first Smack East win this year.
That would be sweet. Of course, Marshall picked up their first and so far only Smack East win against these Cardinals in that game on January 14th.
Well, it's payback time.
Going over the underclassmen games, first here at Coldwater, Quinn Berry's JV squad, even without Nate Waterbury, beat Marshall 40-31 with Nate Waterbury in the lineup back on January 14th. Marshall defeated the Coldwater JVs.
Well, the JVs stepped up nice without Nate out there, and they played a very nice defensive game, particularly there in the second half.
16 points and 5 rebounds for Austin Kresminski to lead all scorers. And then Brendan Spangler had a double-double, 11 points and 11 rebounds. Freshman boys game went to the Red Hawks 39-21. Leading score for the Coldwater boys, Austin Butler with 6. He also had 6 rebounds. Colin Torrey also had 6 points and 4 boards.
I missed that. I'm sorry. I was paying attention to Coach Kevin down there for... I'll let you keep going.
Okay, Austin Butler and Colin Torrey had 6 points apiece to lead the Coldwater freshmen. Girls underclassmen games up at Marshall. The freshman girls lost. Final score was
58-38.
That was thank you for writing that down. And the JV girls game, Marshall beat Coldwater 54-29. Here at halftime of the varsity boys game, it is Coldwater 19 and Marshall 13. Second half coming up in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing.
service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock.
New floor plans, you've got to see.
Dave doesn't have many 13s.
So guess what?
They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels
go where everybody goes.
Hightail it to Haylett.
Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13
in Coldwater, Michigan.
And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.